views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where authentic change takes flight. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today I'm going to be talking with Admir Serrano, author of The End of Death, about near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences and how those really prove that we do live on after death in spirit. And Admir will also be giving away a free copy of his book later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But as we do each week, we're going to start with a healing meditation this morning. And again, today we're going to just be very general about it. So bring into your own mind something, someone, a situation, if it's yourself, that needs some healing and some love. And we'll get ready to do our meditation here. And all we're going to do is keep that situation in mind, open our hearts, and send love and healing. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Breath in and release it. And thank you for helping us to heal the world. Well, I have an announcement, and that is beginning at the end of June, I'm going to be making some format changes to the show. And this is because as I continue to evolve, what I want to offer others continues to evolve. And my vision for the show has always been to help listeners who were feeling unhappy and stuck and needed some guidance. And up until now, I've done this by offering guests with perspectives and tools that might be helpful, as well as through the shows where I've done tarot and intuitive guidance with callers. And also, throughout the time I've been doing the show, which is coming up on 2 years, I've always done a light bulb moment, which is a time where I share a personal experience that's helped me shift my perspective in the world and where a quote unquote light bulb came on for me. And the idea behind the light bulb moment is that my experience might trigger you to notice something similar in yourself that would lead to your own shift. So building upon the light bulb moment, beginning at the end of June, I'll be sharing a light bulb moment at the beginning of the show instead of at the end of the show like I do now, and then opening up the phone lines for callers with a problem or issue that they need some help with. And it can be related to what we talk about in the light bulb moment or not. But the whole goal here is for me to help each caller shift into a different perspective or shift into a different place that will help them start moving forward in the direction they want to go. And also to trigger shifts in listeners who can identify with the problem and or the guidance that I give to the caller. So that change is going to be coming about in a few weeks. And I just wanted to give you a heads up on it because it's going to be a great resource for you if you have an issue that you need some guidance on. So I want you to keep that in mind for listening to the show live. Well, speaking of the light bulb moment, here's a preview for this week's. You know, when I set out on my road trip 10 days ago, I set intentions each morning. And one of my consistent areas of focus was on how much I'm affected by what I feel the quote unquote rules are and how I am upset when others or myself break those rules. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share a bit more about rules we have for ourselves and others and how liberating it is to let go of them. So stay tuned for that. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Admir Serrano, an unabashed believer in the immortality of the human spirit, is a longtime researcher, writer, and lecturer on paranormal phenomena such as out-of-body experience, near-death experience, deathbed visions, after-death communication, reincarnation, mediumship, and the afterlife. He's the author of 3 books on related topics in his native Portuguese language. The End of Death is his first book in English. He lives in Miami, Florida, and is a frequent lecturer in English, Portuguese, and Spanish. Let's welcome Admir Serrano to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Admir.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And much better now, of course, that I'm joining you and your wonderful program with your wonderful listeners.
Yes, of course you are, because this is the place to be, the fun place
That's
to be.
Right. That's right.
You know, so where I'd really like to start is with you sharing a little bit about why this topic around near-death experience, out-of-body experience, and those other things related to it, how that became of interest to you?
Actually, I've always been interested in this idea, see what might happen to the human spirit, or if there was a human spirit after death. As I looked around and see all the beauty of life, all the greatness of, you know, people and all living beings, I wondered that if that was all that there was to their existence or to our existence, that period of the someone's birth or something's birth until the physical or life or body that the thing or the person was manifesting and died. So I wanted to know if there was something else besides that, just limited, very small frame of time between the time that something is born to when something is dead. And then I started, that's pretty much how I became interested in those subjects.
So it was a curiosity on your part about what this was all about. So it wasn't...
It wasn't
a case of that you had these experiences and then it triggered you to be interested. It was more the other way around.
It was the other way around. That was something that was fascinating. It was the other way around. When I was more, probably as I was more into it, and that was about 13, 14 years ago, and then I started having the so-called out-of-body experiences,
right,
or astral projection spontaneously. And then from that point on, then I became even more interested and I went deeper into the research.
Because I know that you talk in the book about how you go, how not just you personally, but the general you, how we can put ourselves in a state to experience out-of-body, being out of our body. But for you, it started spontaneously. It wasn't through do it going through that path originally, you just spontaneously had out-of-body experiences?
Yes, it began spontaneously, and then I became very interested in the subject, and then I started looking for places or some kind of organization that I could go to and talk to people who also had those experiences. And actually, I found one that was not far from my house, and coincidentally, they're all from Brazil, all Brazilians. It was more fascinating because I thought, geez, you know, it's right here in my backyard. The Brazilians, founded by Brazilians, and then I found out that it is a big thing in Brazil. There's this huge organization doing research on that. And then I started, I joined the group, and then they have a series of exercises and very serious teachings, and they have campuses in like 20 countries.
Wow.
And yeah, so then I learned a little bit more how to produce it.
Like on command.
You know, at will.
Yeah,
And that was, then became even more fascinating.
Well, you know, I wondered, and you can tell me if you think that this is part of it, but, you know, I wondered the fact that you found that, you know, these people that you've initially connected with were all Brazilian also. I wonder if culturally they're more open than our generic culture here in the U.S. is.
Well, I don't know if that's the thing, because here before, and then I found out later that Robert Monroe was an American, and actually he had the Monroe Institute, and he was an astral projector, and he had several books, Journeys Out of the Body, it was huge here too, and he made also a very big impact in people who were interested in experiencing this, and to him it also started spontaneously. And but he had to find out what it was and how to work that out or how to deal with it on his own, because there was already some astral projectors before who had written books, who also learned from their own experience. But it was big here, and also then in Europe, France. And then when you start looking into it, then you see that it was much more common than you thought it was.
Right. I bet that's true.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Well, yeah. We're getting ready to go into our first break, but before we do, I'd love for you to just take a minute and briefly say what an out-of-body experience is, so that as we go into the break, listeners know, okay, here's what we're going to be talking about.
It's the experience that we all have of leaving our physical body, because we are spiritual beings. And we have a spiritual body that lives, that is connected to the physical body. And this spiritual body has the power to disconnect itself from the physical body sometimes during an out-of-body experience when the body is healthy, during a near-death experience when the body suffers some kind of trauma, and then the ultimate one-way out-of-body experience when the physical body dies. And
right.
Then we don't return to this body anymore.
Okay. So we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why do I care? Why would I want to have an out-of-body experience? I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on June 18th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Keys Center in Bellevue. Come learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them regular love and attention. Each attendee will receive a brief reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Register now. Call 844-BE-INTUIT or visit RUINTUIT.com. That's the letter R and letter U, INTUIT.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Amir Serrano, author of The End of Death. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Amir and his books. So, Amir, can you share that information for listeners?
Yes. I have a website at mirserrano.com, and there's information about me, my work, and also links to buy the books. The books are sold on Amazon, on Barnes & Nobles, and both online and also on regular bookstores in major bookstores in the United States and also in other countries, mostly English-speaking countries.
And it's ADMIRSERRANO.com, correct?
That's correct, yes. And there's a link there also. There's my YouTube channel of, also. I have several of my lectures on my YouTube channel, and also the listeners can share their paranormal experiences also. There's a link for that, and also if anybody wants to contact me for some reason, they can do it through the website.
Okay, great. And so before the break, we said we were going to talk about why would I want to have an out-of-body experience? And during the break, I was saying, well, I would, just because I think it would be really interesting. But I know there are also ways that it can be very helpful for us in our, what do I want to call it, our conscious life, to have had experiences that way. So can you just talk a little bit about ways that it can help us in this life to have those out-of-body experiences?
Yes. Actually, we all leave our physical body every night and also in other circumstances. The thing is that not everybody is aware that it's happening. So pretty much when we say that we are having an out-of-body experience, we are actually being aware that we are all out of our body. For instance, lucid dreams, those dreams that are very clear, that we know that, you know, we say that we're dreaming, we make decisions.
Right.
we can move from one place to the other consciously. Those are signs that we are having an out-of-body experience. Flying dreams, for instance. Flying dreams is a very eloquent sign that we are having an out-of-body experience. So that we already, that happens. Now, to me, obviously, the biggest impact that it had on me was that also from my training and how to make sure or look around and see if we have a physical body. I mean, if we have a spiritual body, all of that. So to me, the greatest benefit was that I found out by myself, for myself, that we are immortal beings.
Right.
That we do have a spirit body, and that this spirit body survives physical death, that we can think, we can make decisions, we can store things in our memory without, and many times better than when we are in the physical body. So those are things that to me was of great and benefit and a very positive impact.
Well, and the lucid dreaming piece too, I know, is helpful in if I have a problem that I want to work on, then I can play out a scenario through a lucid dream, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's like one step beyond visioning what I want.
That's correct. Yes, yes. And also in those experiences, there were many that we call dreams, we are indeed working already in the environment that we call spiritual, in the environment that we call the afterlife. So one thing that I tell my listeners and the audience when I talk is that we don't have to die to become immortal. We are already immortal beings. We are living the physical life. When the body dies, we'll continue living. We are immortal at this very moment. And we are also during dreams, for instance, in which many of them are out-of-body experiences, we're functioning in what we call the afterlife, in the non-physical world, where we're going to stay a little bit longer after the physical body dies. So that's something. So death is not that mysterious to us.
Right.
And we're very familiar with the other side of life already. So that helps us also not to fear death, and also to know that our loved ones who passed away before us, you know, will still live, and we're going to join them most likely when it is our time to go to the other side for longer.
So now I know that in out-of-body experiences, you can actually visit with loved ones that have already passed away and are in spirit only right now, correct?
That's correct. And many times they come and help you out. I had wonderful experiences that my mom was there by my side. And I was, you know, through the whole process of leaving a physical body, because there is a process that you go through. And to me, I am certain, I don't know why exactly that happened to me, but I experienced, I know how it is to leave the physical body when the body dies. So it's something that is, you know, I'm sure it will not be surprising, because I already experienced it
right.
Another time. And also from my experiences, my research on near-death experience, on deathbed vision, shows me indeed that that is true, that our loved ones continue living, and they are going to be around us when it is our time to leave this world, and they'll be around to help us make the transition.
So you talk in the book about when you have the out-of-body experiences, and I'm talking about those specifically right now, just because that we don't have to have a near-death experience or be on our deathbed to be able to do this. So anybody can do it. That the body, the physical body, is basically paralyzed during that time. And what struck me about that is, and I mean, this is how I made a true connection around that we do leave our bodies during certain dream states, because that's what happens when we're in deep REM sleep, correct? That we are paralyzed.
Yeah. And that is something that sleep and dream laboratories, and there's the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, for instance, and many other places, many universities, and other labs, they study patients or subjects when they're dreaming. And the sleep paralysis that they say, or catalepsy, that's another name, is present throughout most of our sleep cycles. And they also notice that the breathing, our breathing rate slows down, the body temperature slows down, heartbeat slows down, everything. So that pretty much happens also in the process of a near-death experience. In that case, when the body is shut down almost completely, and certainly when the body, you know, dies for good, and then it is completely paralyzed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It is immobile at that point. Correct.
Very mobile.
No very longer mobile. Animated.
No.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I hadn't thought about it in that perspective, but yeah, that makes it a little bit humorous.
Because life is so great, you know, like death. When you see, I've worked with dying patients, and I've seen, you know, I followed many patients through the process of fear and then understanding and then acceptance when death came near. And not only were they accepting, but many of them looked forward to it because they realized their immortality at that moment that they're transitioning, because they already open up like the psychic part of us, really, you know, shows them that there's life after death. That, you know, when they're there, surrounded by loved ones who they thought that, you know, that were lost forever. So, and there's humor, even that, you know, like in the afterlife, it's not a gloomy thing.
Right.
So, and that makes it even great. Yeah, we can joke. Yeah, no problem, because we are immortal beings and we are wonderful and, you know, miraculous even, and life is grand.
So I have a question, and this comes out of personal experience, and I'm just curious if when someone is not, when they don't have that vision as they're dying and they're afraid to die, does that sometimes create their spirit body hanging around after the physical body's dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very often. And I have had experience that I had to help the spirit of a neighbor's friend, and she didn't even know that her husband had died. And came, you know, after he died, without her knowing that he had died, she found out that he had died 10 days after he passed away, but he had been in her house for those 10 days. So I had to go there because I was familiar with that. So I went there, and there's a way that you can talk, because the spirits, what we call spirits or ghosts, they're us without a physical body.
Right.
So, and they're confused. And so we just a little clarification, a little, you know, that was, and that is something that happens when to skeptics, for instance, you know, I can't be dead because there's, you know, nobody survives death, so I survived. So so that's
interesting.
A paradox. Yeah. So that's something that, and then they need a little bit of understanding, and
yes,
prayers, for instance, can help.
to help them let go of the physical piece of things.
Yeah. The earthbound, as they say, you know, crossing over. And that's something that's affected. It's fantastic. That, you know, they're still here because they don't know what's going on.
Right.
And we've seen that in psychology. Many, there are psychologists already considering the possibility of spirits staying around after they die, and say they manifest in their patients many times, like personality, multiple personality disorder. Sometimes it's something related. And so there's a lot of already scientists and psychiatrists using that, knowing that is a possibility in treating. And it's interesting that in their therapy sessions, they're not helping only the patient who's alive, but also a patient
who's already gone.
Today. So it's good, you know. You're getting more than you're paying for.
Yeah, more bang for your buck.
right.
Well, so we do need to take another break. And when we come back, we'll give away a free copy of Admira's book to the first caller. So be sure and stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you always asking for more and looking for that something we all know is possible? What if that something is you? Access Consciousness is saying thank you by giving free gifts to all the Dr. Pat Show listeners to create a vitalicious life. Download your one-hour video of Dr. Dane Heer's life-changing class, Being You, Changing the World, and 10 short videos packed with great simple tools for creating more ease and joy in your life, business, and relationships. Get your free gifts at accessconsciousness.me/Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Admira Serrano, author of The End of Death. And right now we're going to give away a free copy of Admira's book. And so if you want a copy of that book, you can call in right now, and it'll go to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819 if you want a copy of Admira's book. And he does talk about not only near-death experience, but out-of-body experience and other things along those lines. So 800-930-2819 for a copy of that book. So we were talking as we were going to the break about end of life and how, you know, different people, if you've had the experience or belief around immortality, it's going to be a lot easier than if you don't. So my question is, okay, my physical body dies, my spirit goes on, where is my spirit and what's it doing after I'm dead?
No, we are, right? When we say my spirit,
okay, yeah. My essence is sometimes what I call it. So who I am, right?
Yeah, who I am. That's right. That's right. Because the person that we are, you know, this person who is or being who loves, who hates, who gets mad, who laughs, this is what we are. And we are doing those things using at this moment a physical body. But we have also in this physical body, meshed in this physical body, a spirit body, which is immortal. And in this spirit body also has components. For instance, there's a play or some kind of part of it, for instance, where our memories are stored. So in the spirit body that is meshed with the physical body, we also have our senses. We can think, we can hear, we can touch, we can touch things that vibrate in the same frequency of that body.
Oh.
Obviously, because when we are out of the physical body, either at death or during an out-of-body experience or during a near-death experience, we cannot touch, we cannot hold physical things. We can talk to people, we can scream at them, but if physically they can't hear us,
right,
because they're vibrating a different frequency. So that's why ghosts, you know, we many times we can hear them. We cannot hear them, but some mediums can hear them. So that is us. So when the physical body dies, what happens is that we shed this body, the physical body, mm-hmm, the instrument, and then we are out in our spirit body. And this spirit body has the same features, and it's a human shape, and it carries on the characteristics of our previous life. So if we appear to a loved one, we're going to appear to a loved one as they recognize us in our since this new body is very susceptible to our thoughts and stuff, and thought is very powerful both in this life and the next life, as we all know it.
Yes.
We are able to make it a little bit better than our physical body. So there's some features that we didn't like that much in the physical body. We can change it. Like, we can shape a six pack here in the middle if it's too soft. You know, you get away of, you know, get rid of some wrinkles without Botox. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but it is us. And then we will know who we are, and obviously we will know who our loved ones are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's us in a subtle body living in a subtle environment, in a non-physical, what we call, environment that is all around us. We don't go to another galaxy,
right,
or anything. It's the other side of the coin. It's all around us.
And, you know, and in my mind, I'm going, so how do I spend my time when I'm in my subtle body? But, you know, it that probably goes to the whole thing that time is just a human construct. And
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
that's
sense.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to worry about it. You know?
Yeah.
No worry about, you know, 9 to 5 anything. forget about that. That's great.
So then at some point, I'm going to reincarnate into another physical body. And
mm-hmm,
and when that happens, obviously, it's going to be a completely different physical body than what I left. And these may be questions you can't answer, but these are just things I'm curious about. So I know that there is a concept of soul groups, like there are groups of souls that kind of reincarnate together.
Mm-hmm.
And so then at some point in the future, then I'll take along some of my buddies in some way and go through another life learning lessons. Is that kind of what it is?
That's correct. When you study especially children who remember past lives. And there's been studying reincarnation for over 60 years. University of Virginia is a pioneer in that. They have over 3,000 cases of children who remember past lives, that they did a very thorough investigation and they couldn't find any other explanation other than there was really reincarnation. And in all, most of them, they're all reincarnated close by, either around the same place, most often in the same family group, like you said, the soul group, or reincarnated in a family of a friend, of a previous friend.
Interesting.
We are this huge spiritual family, and we do, you know, hang around together for quite a while. And the purpose is growing together, helping each other grow. And we see the family, for instance, and the family experiment is the most important thing for us to help us grow,
right,
and to help and to help others grow, especially those that are very close to us. So it is a reincarnation. It, to me, is a fact. I have no doubt about it. And but we don't reincarnate in lower forms. We evolve. Evolution is forward and upward.
Right.
It's getting better. So
right,
we don't reincarnate as an animal. We reincarnate, yeah, as a human, and ideally a better human.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's the sole purpose of reincarnation, to become better and to help all those souls that you said,
yes,
that are part of our group to get better themselves.
Well, I mean, it feels nice to have a purpose beyond, you know, it's like my purpose doesn't end when my body dies. So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've believed in reincarnation for quite a long time, but and that's part of why it makes sense to me. So anyway, we are at the end of our time, unfortunately. But before we say goodbye, I would love for you to once again give information how listeners can find you and find your books.
Yes. At mirserrano.com. That's my website, at mirserrano.com, mirserrano. And there is information about me, my work, and also my lectures on YouTube and where to buy my books. It's all there.
Well, thanks so much, Amir. It was really a fun conversation and an interesting one. Thanks you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Laurie, and thank you for having me.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how breaking the rules, or at least releasing them, can free you. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
By yourself, and I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of some.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show. Today I was talking with Admir Serrano, author of The End of Death. And you can find out more about Admir's book and other information about out-of-body experience and near-death experience at AdmirSerrano.com. That's AdmirSerrano.com. And other ways to get help with moving forward in your life on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. And I post most days there with information and insights and sometimes just fun stuff. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, SHO. And of course, always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Well, towards the beginning of the show, I was talking about the light bulb moment that I was going to do right now. And what I said was that when I went on this road trip 10 days ago, I started out with the intention that every morning I would set intentions for what I wanted to focus on during my drive that day, because it was a lot of driving, which was how it was planned. And so one of the things that I decided to really focus on was, how much am I saying this person should have done this or shouldn't have done that? And how much am I saying that about myself? But a lot of it was outside of myself, and especially with driving. You've heard me talk a lot about the competition involved in driving, but especially in that arena, noticing what my thoughts were about other drivers, what they were doing, and the rules. Because a lot of times, you know, I'll get mad if somebody's speeding. I'll wish they'd get pulled over or whatever. And really, why do I care? I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to, if it's not affecting me.
Because it's fun to see him wish by you and then get pulled over.
Well, it is, but
I'll be honest, I'm one of them. He's going so fast. Oh, look, he got pulled over. Hi, bye.
But the other side of the coin is, why am I spending my energy thinking about somebody else? That's really the other
side
of the coin.
You do have a point.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, this whole thing about rules, I've been very rule oriented throughout my life. And growing up, I was the quote unquote good girl, and I always did what I was supposed to. And it got really reinforced for me, because whenever I broke the rules, I always got caught. And I was never ever doing anything bad. But like, I remember one time when I was in high school, my Spanish teacher had some surgery and was in the hospital. And the last period of the day was like a study hall period or something. And so a couple of friends and I decided to go visit her in the hospital. We are like six blocks from the school and we get pulled over by the police. Aren't you girls supposed to be in school? And it's like, we were going to do a nice thing, but we got in trouble and we had to go back to school.
You didn't even tell them the story and all that? Really?
Yeah.
You even told them straight up the story and still...
Yep. Got to go back to school.
I'd have been like, you can follow me to the hospital and I will prove to you. That's what I would have done. I know kids can talk their way out of anything.
The point is that every time I did something like that,
you
even with
like,
good
yeah.
intentions, I got in trouble.
Aww.
I got in trouble. So I got very geared towards following the rules. And So naturally, that kind of got extended to others, that they should follow the rules too, kind of like the guy who's speeding. He should get caught if he's speeding. And about 30 years ago, I can't believe it's been this long, I had my first aha about how this mindset does not serve me. I'd recently started seeing a psychotherapist, and she was trying to get me to understand that there was no absolute truth. And I had a lot of trouble with that concept back then. And one day I was going for a walk, as I frequently did, and in my neighborhood there was a four-way stop. And this car came up to the four-way stop. It slowed down but did not stop and kept on going. And something just clicked in my head, and I went, oh, okay, he broke the rules. He didn't stop at the stop sign, but he could see that there were no other cars coming, and so it was okay. And so that was my first taste of, okay, there is no absolute truth, and rules can be broken, and it's okay to break rules. But here I am 30 years later still working on this particular concept, although I have to admit I've gotten a lot better. So this work is really about trusting myself and trusting that I know what is best for me, not some outside entity. And it's also about releasing the impact of the behavior of others on me, kind of like forgiveness. So if this guy speeds past me, so what? Who cares? It has nothing to do with me. Just let it go. And, you know, it's part of the work I've been doing around releasing competition and comparing myself to others. And it's also related to Byron Katie's The Work. You know, reality is her thing, you know, whatever is real. So during my road trip, I practiced driving whatever speed I felt was comfortable for me, regardless of the speed limit. So if I was speeding, if I was going over the speed limit and I got a ticket, that was what I was choosing. And I felt safe driving that speed, so it was okay. And so I was choosing that the consequence would be okay with me also. If I was driving slower than the speed limit and someone behind me was upset with me, you know, I was kind of in a place of, oh, well, they could choose to pass me. Or if it was easily done, I could be kind and pull over and let them pass. But because they were behind me did not mean I had to drive a certain speed. I got to choose what felt comfortable to me. And, you know, I have a lot of stories in my head about what other drivers think about what I'm doing. And so this was also about working on letting go of those, too. You know, that old saying, what you think of me is none of my business. And I know that as I release what someone else should have done or shouldn't have done, and myself included, that I am more peaceful and happier. And that's really the bottom line, being more peaceful and happier. And just remembering, it's a work in progress. Here I am 30 years later working on the same thing, but I definitely have made progress. So what about you? Do you feel like if you were to be able to let go of some of the rules and shoulds and expectations that you might be happier and more peaceful? If you think that's true for you, here's what you do. You begin by noticing. This is how I started out. Just notice. Don't change anything yet. Just notice. How frequently are you telling yourself that someone else should have done something different? And how frequently are you monitoring yourself to make sure that you're falling in line and following the rules? And you might be shocked by how rule-bound you really are, how many shoulds and expectations you carry and apply every single day. And after you've spent a week or so just noticing, so that you really are focused on it, then you can choose to start doing something different when you notice it. So for your shoulds about others, you can ask yourself, who says so? Who says they should have done that? And even if it's a law, does it really matter that they broke the law in this particular case? Like that guy who didn't stop at the stop sign, it didn't matter. And why does it matter if they act in a certain way? Does it even have any impact on me? And if the answer is no, then again, so what? And for shoulds about yourself, check in with your higher self and ask what's right for you. So for me, this is about driving the speed limit or not, right? I drive the speed limit because it's a rule. If I choose to do what feels best for me, I might drive faster or slower than the speed limit. And if what you feel is right for you is actually illegal, then are you willing to take the consequences of your behavior? So you have to be willing to take the consequences. And if you're not, then follow the rule. And practice going against the should or expectation in your head on small things first. And that will serve you as you work up to kind of bucking the system on the bigger things. So I just want to remind you one more time that beginning at the end of June, there's going to be a change in the show format, and I'm going to be doing a lot more call-in than I have been. So get ready to call in and listen to the show live so that you get a chance to call in, and that's going to start on June 30th. I want to thank my guest today, Admir Serrano, for sharing such interesting and fun information about near-death experience and out-of-body experience. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. As always, I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the men and women of the new paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.